Yeah.
You want to just say a little bit about yourself?
This is Hugh Thompson. I'm a dentist up here in B.C. It's kind of the North Okanagan area, if anybody knows where that is. And I'm in the biologic vein here, and I've been working with Lee Cowden of late. He introduced me to the Energy Tools products about a year ago in his session. He has his yearly spring session in Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I've been using a few products. Healthy Mouth Oxygen Plus is probably one of the greatest tools that I've got. I mean, we've been into the herbal mouthwashes and paste what have you for some time, but as far as relieving any kind of oral inflammation or improving the general perinatal health, those products work really well. And we use some mercury detox, and I think that the mercury detox product that we just started to use is pretty powerful.
Which one is that?
I think it's called Mercury Detox, isn't it, Constance?
Yes, that's the name, Mercury Detox.
Oh, I never heard of that one.
We've just been using with the sulfhydryl. We check them for sensitive sulfhydryl groups, but using the sulfhydryl like L-glutathione and R-lipoic acid and, you know, testing for chlorella or porphyrin, whatever works for them. Plus, sometimes we use the Detox Max or LipoFlow along with it, which is like an oral EDTA. So we find with most people about 5 drops every third day, every third night is sufficient.
Really?
5 drops of what?
Detoxing for mercury. It apparently pulls it right out of the cells, which is a powerful, powerful tool. And I know that Lee teaches the laser acupuncture detox method, and we practice some of that, and that's a very powerful tool as well, although probably that laser acupuncture detox is probably the most effective way of reading it from the body. But this is a little simpler technique, and it would be good for somebody who's got a heavy load and wants to just initiate light low before they do the more heavy laser acupuncture detox. So anyway, that's my 2 bits worth.
Excuse me, can I ask you something? This is Mark Friedman. A couple of things wasn't clear for me. Number one, you mentioned that you recommend mercury detox with third night?
Yeah.
Every third after mercury is removed, or just every third night in general?
Only after the mercury has been removed.
Okay, after
teeth.
It's removed. Okay.
Yeah, the mouth, yeah.
Sure. And how would you use Oxygen Plus?
Yeah, I use Oxygen Plus a couple ways. I use it for a mouthwash. You can just use a mouthwash after you brush teeth in the morning and before you go to bed, just as a treatment and a prophylactic device. And we also, by the way, use it for a non-surgical cavitation treatment, where we use an herbal product from Chris Jing out of Dallas, and then we put the Oxygen Plus Healthy Mouth over the Perry One, it's called. And his website is vitalchi.com. Apparently, Dr. Cowden was saying that the Healthy Mouth works as well as the Perio 1. The Healthy Mouth, of course, is antibacterial, but the Perio 1 tends to draw toxins out of the cavitation site, which helps drain the swamp, so you get better circulation happening and therefore better healing. So if you use the Healthy Mouth with the Perio 1, it tends to turbocharge it. So if you use the Oxygen Plus, that tends to make it even more effective. Same with the mouthwash.
You mentioned Perio 1 and Healthy Mouth. Where do you get those substances?
Of course, Healthy Mouth is from Energy Tools, and the Perry One is from Vital Chi, that's VitalChi, .com, and that's Chris Jing, who's an OMD. That's his proprietary formula. It's a Taiwanese herb. By the way, that also works very well for desensitizing sensitive teeth. That's postoperatively.
Could you please clarify, you mentioned that you use Healthy Mouth together with Perio 1.
Yes.
Do you use them at the same time or one after another?
We use it at the same time. So to simplify, you put the Perio 1 on a damp gauze and you put the Healthy Mouth, about 3 drops of each, right over the dampened herbal.
Would you add the also Oxygen Plus? Or?
Yeah, you actually the Oxygen Plus with the Healthy Mouth.
So you would all of them to the Perio?
All 3 of them in one, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Hugh, for sharing that with me. I learned something about our products that I didn't know, so thank you very much.
I have one more question.
Sure.
This whole thing is about digestion and stuff tonight. Like, digestion starts in the mouth, right?
Right.
What about someone who's had oral surgery or cleft lip and palate or something like that, where they're like the energy of the mouth, and you were talking about the whole thing of like how you sit down for your meal and how you be calm and all that kind of stuff. But what about there's something that's abnormal in the mouth to begin with?
Sure, that's where Healthy Mouth, which is a energy that we have.
Yeah, Healthy Mouth is really essential for any type of, you know, most people that are ill have some sort of dental etiology of periodontal or foci or NECOs or root canals and so forth. And so the Healthy Mouth is great for gum pain, for getting normal salivary function back for a lot of people, which is kind of incredible in that. And again, frequency is the key with Healthy Mouth.
Right. What we actually do in our practice, because we've saved an awful lot, I mean, in conventional dentistry, not to badmouth them, but in conventional dentistry, they like to rearrange because they got two meridians running through each tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And in conventional dentistry, you know, if you got a hockey player, you got a football player, baseball player, whatever, who gets his teeth knocked out and get rearranged, those kinds of things, of course, they want a Hollywood smile, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so in the process of trying to accommodate to a society that wants a pretty smile, in the mix of a whole bunch of artificial things to stick in the mouth, it energetically derails the patient.
Right.
So you have two questions. And I did this early on. You get kind of trapped in your own thinking. So I've had a couple of patients that had all of their amalgams removed, mm-hmm. right, for the purpose of taking out the poisons, et cetera, and getting all the root canals removed and all that kind of stuff. And so we had several gummers walking around, right?
Yeah.
Now, the unfortunate thing was they themselves became social recluses because of what happened to them in their Hollywood smile, because they didn't have one.
Right.
And then all the artificial things that they would stick in there, they became reactive to. Now, the deal is that when the body is energetically strong, it can put up with most of the challenges that they have. So I've changed my focus and my concept, and I went to a conference with a biological dentist who had been at it for 30 years. And he gave his presentation of what happened in 30 years of biological dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
Now he has complete full circle. He only deals with the energetic debris that is so challenged energetically when he does his measurements. And only does one or two teeth. He does not do a complete face reconstruction like he thought he should have done.
Mm-hmm.
But what he does is he uses other energetic tools to try to get it corrected. What I found is that if you take an aloe vera concentrate, you know, there's 100 other ways you can do that, but this is just a Dr. Davisism.
Mm-hmm.
You can take an aloe vera concentrate as a liquid, maybe an ounce, half ounce, and you put about 20 to 30 drops of the healthy mouth in it, and you make that kind of your last thing you do as a dental hygiene, brush your teeth and swirl things around.
Yeah.
Because aloe vera, historically, if you look around the world, aloe vera concentrate and aloe vera extracts causes a healing effect, and actually at the cellular level, all seven layers of skin and connective tissue actually get regenerated in the presence of aloe and the mannans and the sugars and those things.
Mm.
So it goes back to that rhabdinose thing. And if you add the subtle injury healthy mouth and you have them brush and squish with this elixir, what happens is you have dramatic changes in these acupuncture meridians and the energies of the mouth. We've
right.
saved a number of people, probably a dozen patients, that are looking at root canals because they're worried about abscesses and those things, and we've cleaned them up very nicely with healthy mouth in combination with an aloe extract.
You know, I found that true with the healthy mouth. Abscesses basically go away.
Exactly right.
Yeah. That sounds like the answer to our pemphigus case. I would look at using the healthy mouth, the GIA, and Rose Absolute in the aloe solution.
There you go.
And I'd say call me in the office in about 10 days after they do that.
Right. There you go.
I think just by brainstorming, the solution comes out.
Right.
Healthy mouth, Rose Absolute.
And GIA in the aloe juice.
Was it Dr. Davis that was talking about the aloe concentrate?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, because I'm not familiar with your guys' names yet, so.
Dr. Davis, I'm Hugh Thompson. I'm a biologic dentist, and I'm always looking for ways of, because you can't, sometimes it's not cut and dried, you can't say, well, you should extract the root canal tooth, even if you test it with the Topaz test, courtesy of Boyd Haley at the University
sure,
of Kentucky.
Sure.
So you say that if you use the healthy mouth with the aloe vera concentrate, that keeps the toxicity levels down?
Oh, exactly right. And then for a real stubborn case, we'll actually saturate it on one of your cotton balls and press it up against the gum line.
Yeah.
Let them sleep with it.
Yep.
What if a person's had dentures?
No problem. What you want to do is you want to heal up the irritations. What they have is two things with dentures that we find. They develop allergic reaction to the actual mold,
mm-hmm.
or the actual, I don't know if it's
a liner,
a compost that the actual denture is made of. But you'll get a gum irritation reacting to the actual compost that the denture is made out of.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to heal that. So Rose Absolute with this aloe and healthy mouth, we're finding cleans that up, takes
okay.
irritation off, and gets the soreness out.
Does it reestablish the flow of the energies in the original meridians that were there?
Well, when I do iron muscle testing, it gives it enough of an energetic. I mean, you know, it's dead, it's irritated, it's challenged. But if you get the inflammation out of the tissues and
uh-huh.
you get the energetic back on track,
yeah.
then they'll do better. I don't know if you can get a complete resolution, but you get them to the point that they're managed very well.
Okay.
Does it help with TMJ as well, these same products?
They've opened up a can of worms. On TMJ, I mean, there's all kinds of reasons for the TMJ, and that could be another whole discussion. But real briefly, with TMJ, it's a mechanical malalignment. And then what you're developing is stress in that particular joint. You got the masseter, out of alignment, and then you got joint impropriety going on. 9 times out of 10, it's inflammation in the tissues in the body splinting because of the inflammation. So if you use stress relief, right, and then I created a product, and I think you could probably get that from Constance. It's called Dr. Davis's Formula for Pain. It's not pain. We don't put pain on it because you've got the FDA issues. Okay, but if you put the stress relief and the Dr. Davis's formula for pain in a few drops of sesame or olive oil and you massage that into the TMJ, that will take pain out almost instantly.
Wow.
Now you got to still do the bite issues. You still got to do some of the other issues. I mean, for some are chiropractic oriented, it's a upper cervical and atlas thing. You also have the TMJ, the bite occlusion thing. I mean, you got to sort out. You got to be a good clinician, biomechanic specialist. But what I really find with those patients is that they get trapped in an inflammatory reaction in an area that they just can't get that fire out of it. So there's also another product that Constance has, which is stress relief cream.
Yes,
start with that first and just apply that. Sometimes it's very, very good. But if you really want to get a concentrated mineral solution to that, we just kind of run it into the sesame oil and just take one of the old bottles and put about 20 drops of stress relief, and you put Dr. Davis's pain formula in there.
Great.
And you just put a couple drops in there, massage it in, follow the sore spot. There's generally a trigger point, like in the masseter, there may be a trigger point right there above it in the temporalis. And you just work it, and it's amazing.
Wow.
And it's almost instant. We use that a lot in our trigger point therapy stuff. Folks come in, the relay scapulars up in their ears, and within 2 or 3 seconds, it's done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
What's the name of that biologic dentist that you were talking about?
Oh, there was one on the line.
No. I mean, the one that you conferred with.
Yeah, I don't want to give his name out, but if you email me or you call me, I'll give you his name. Email is drd@shasta.com, drd@shasta.com.
I got a question for you, Steve. I treat a number of NICO patients, whether they've had surgery or not. And, you know, of course, it can be a variety of things that are causing the post-surgical pain.
Sure.
But, you know, I've got a few people that I'm going with, working with Lee Cowden on a number of them, and, you know, decreasing the mercury in the ganglia, you know, obviously removing the mercury from the teeth.
Sure.
And then dealing with the Borrelia that could be present, you know, with using the cemento extract.
And all good.
And some of these people have had surgery, and they wind up with a bit of a relief, and then a couple months later, the pain comes back relentlessly. So I'm working with these people on reestablishing the circulation, the lymphatic drainage, et cetera. But some of these people still have, where they're going through this process of increasing the blood flow, releasing some of these toxins, they can go through still a tremendous amount of pain.
Sure.
So I'm wondering if you got any suggestions, and we try the stress relief cream, and we use the KI technique that's taught by Glenn King, etc. That all helps, but while they're going through that healing period, nothing seems to be sustained, so I just wonder if you have some ideas on that.
Oh, dear. Well, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. Do you do biological terrain on them? Find out where their mineral resistivity pH is?
Yeah, that's probably a missing link there.
Okay, what about hair analysis for mineral concentrations?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I find is we tend to focus on the mercury release, but it's really a zinc-to-copper relationship that's off.
Is that right?
Yeah, chronic pain is an over-acidification of the zone that's in trauma.
Mm.
And what you want to do is you want to get, you know, the cells work at optimum at an alkaline state, and if they become pain hormones, substance P, bradykinin, et cetera, histamines are all extremely acid-forming molecules, right? And so what happens in chronic pain is that these patients are stressed. They're stressed because of their life and diet and blah, blah, blah. They're stressed because of the surgery, right? And then what they have is a cortisol load. They end up being generally magnesium and potassium deficient, as well as maybe the zinc, copper things off and a couple other things. It's no different than the post-surgical back. What I find with those chronic pain patients is that they're caught in a sequence. They're demineralized because there's no minerals in our food chain any longer.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is no matter what we do to them, we can't get that acid out. So what you have to do is you got to kind of manipulate their tissues. So there's a couple of things that I do. A very, very simple thing on some of the patients is we load them with a kind of an alkalizing buffered vitamin C, and you can IV it. What we do clinically clinically here because we can't do the IV thing. We have them take 1,000 milligrams every hour until diarrhea hits. And generally the pain will go away before the diarrhea hits.
Hmm.
Pain thresholds are lowered because of acid environment. You've got to overcome that. And so what I do in a chronic pain patient, a true multiple surgery chronic pain patient, what I actually do is magnetherapy, and then we'll do buffered vitamin C until saturation, and then we'll load them with like the Oxygen Plus from Total Energy, which will provide the oxygen to the tissues, and then you change the pH.
Right.
Okay, and then locally, take like Oxygen Plus. Let's say that the surgical site around the lesion of where the surgical incision is, where the pain is coming from, you can actually take sesame oil and impregnate it with Oxygen Plus stress relief, massage that area, and you can get tremendous relief take place almost instantly just there.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks very much.